Morning.
Will you tell us something about Mexico?
I will, of course, lads. It's good to be back. You can't spend your life eating tacos in the sun, okay? Eventually, you have to come to work. It was such a good trip. Obviously, so lucky to get to go somewhere like Mexico. And it was so cool, so different. And I just want to be like a plug for Mexico because it was very safe.
Oh, the tourist board are going to love
you. The entire time. We went to a couple of different cities and like a beachy place. And it was all brilliant.
Didn't you get those flights for nothing?
We got them through some credit card points because of the privilege of having an American boyfriend with a credit card.
Why did I think we got them through some credit card fraud? And
yeah, just
didn't you get those points for like less than 100 quid return?
We did.
Unbelievable. Yeah, why would you not
was,
go?
Yeah, exactly. It was unreal. One of the main reasons why the trip was such a success was because of the way that we structured it. So we did the first, like most of the first week, on a beach, on an island, and then we hit the cities, so we were over the jet lag and all the rest.
Savage.
You stayed like a treehouse.
Yeah, we stayed
on the beach. Looked amazing.
We booked this really cool hotel because it had treehouses as your room. I was like, boom, I'm sold. What we didn't realise was that this hotel was a wellness hotel.
Oh.
I've never been in a wellness hotel before. I'll give you two words to describe it. White Lotus.
Yeah.
It was giving White Lotus.
Wow.
Okay. And obviously it wasn't as expensive as a White Lotus type hotel because it was like pretty good value because it was Mexico.
You can stream that with a Now Entertainment membership.
You can indeed. But if you have watched it, you'll know the vibe. Like very sort of like schmoozy people.
Yeah.
Everybody was very hot and athletic looking.
Okay.
And then there was us. There was incense burning the entire time. They didn't sell like any fizzy drinks like Coke or Sprite or anything. No, we're a wellness hotel.
Oh, I'd hate that.
Yeah.
But give me a plate of chips and a Coke.
But it was a lovely vibe there. So we spent a good bit of time in the hotel and they had a few different like free wellness events that you could attend. So I went to a beginner's yoga class and pretty much everyone in the class could stand on their head. I was like,
no,
really? Not beginners, guys.
Okay, yeah.
And then on the last day, I was like, oh, I feel like I haven't really done enough of the events or whatever. So we were lying.
Classic.
I know. I'm
only
so annoyed.
You would be on a relaxing holiday and be like, I haven't done enough.
You know. So we were like lying on the sunbeds at the hotel. And this guy came over and he was kind of wearing robes. And he was very zen. And he said, guys, I am hosting a water therapy class in 10 minutes over at the pool if you would be interested in coming. I look over at Alex. He's like, I'm going back to the room. Off you go. So I said, do you know what? I'm going to go to the water therapy class by myself, okay? And I was by myself because there was about 8 couples and me.
No! Yeah. He was asking the two of you.
Yeah, he was.
Well, well done, Alex.
So
pretty
we all
them, Ashley.
I know, honestly. So we all bail into this like very small pool, like a wellness pool with a little like sort of like water fountain kind of flowing in it or whatever. And we all get in and he's like talking about water therapy. He's like, you're so welcome, guys. First of all, I would love to know what water means to each of you. So can you all please tell me your name and tell me what water means to you? So first
I would die.
Yeah. I'm like, content. First up, we have Dutch Irvin. And Irvin is like, I really feel like I was born of water. I feel like when I am in the water, I am home. And then we have Aussie Chris across the way, who's like 6 foot something. And he's like, I totally agree with Irvin. When I'm in the water, I feel like I'm back to my true self. And it is where I came from. I feel like I'm of the water.
Because you were like, in the water womb. Like.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they get to me and I'm like, I feel sort of light when I'm in the water. And all the ladies are like, oh yeah, I like that. I like that feeling. So anyway,
I'm such
like,
a schmoozer. Like, I hate you.
So I'm so nervous now because I'm the only person. Everyone's in their couples. And he says, can I have a volunteer for the water therapy? And Aussie Chris is like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So basically, he puts these like inflatable bands on Aussie Chris's legs and arms. This pool is not very big, and Aussie Chris is like 6 foot something. So he lies him out flat. He puts a nose peg on his nose, and he's like, just, you know, focus on your breathing. If I dunk your head underwater, like, hold your breath, I'll bring you back too. And so for 15 minutes, we're bet up against the walls in the pool because Chris is so tall.
Yeah.
And he basically swishes Chris in the water for 15 minutes while we all just stand there and watch. So he's kind of explaining, he's like, and you can move the knees and you can shift him side to side.
Oh, thank God you didn't volunteer.
And you can move his legs. Then I realise what's happening is we're all being taught how to do it to each other.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God, no.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to do this to Irvin. And next thing, the instructor starts. No. No. Yo. There's me and like eight couples watching Chris with the nose peg on getting swished around with the singing. Anyway, so then we go full into groups. I'm obviously on my own, so I get the instructor. He actually does it to me.
Oh, brilliant.
And I'm wearing... The bikini I'm wearing is sort of skims the nips.
Okay.
And the entire time, I'm just like, I'm flashing everybody. I'm flashing Irvin. I'm flashing Chris. I was not relaxed. We then get through everybody. It takes like over an hour to get through everybody. We all just stand there watch. And they come out and they're like, he's like, I'd like you all to tell me about your experience. And Aussie Chris is like, I'm still not over it. He's like, I really felt like I was back in my mother's womb.
Shut up.
I felt like when you sang to me, it was my mother singing to me and I was in her belly.
Stop.
And it was at that point I said, it's time to leave the wellness hotel.
There would be a David-shaped hole in that wellness hotel.
It was absolutely mad.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.